this episode of The Kona Edge is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at thekonaedge.com/free trial. With titles like Dan Golding's Winning at 70.3, How to Dominate the Middle Distance, and Chris McCormack's I'm Here to Win, a world champion's advice for peak performance, Audible has you covered. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, discover more at thekonaedge.com/free trial.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some nutrition now. And returning visitor from upstate New York, it's a great pleasure to welcome Julia Slyer onto the podcast. Julia, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Julia, nutrition is vital when it comes to Ironman. It's one of the things that's often neglected. You've been, I don't want to say lucky, but you've sort of had it dialed in. But your last outing at an Ironman, you really struggled. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my last Ironman, Ironman Lake Placid 2016, I screwed up my nutrition pretty badly. I ended up drinking too much Gatorade on the bike because it was so hot out. And I missed a couple bananas at aid stations, so I didn't eat quite enough solid food, which ultimately resulted in me bonking pretty majorly on the run.
It's so interesting you say that, because nutrition is such a strange thing, because we don't get to really train it that often in big races. It's something you don't get, like, particularly you don't get to mile 20 in a marathon, in an Ironman, every second weekend. So you don't really know how your body's going to react to things. Has it reacted the way you thought it would up to that point? Have you been pretty comfortable with your nutrition? And has this thrown a bit of a sort of curveball where you're now sort of second guessing yourself?
Yeah, definitely was a little bit of a curveball. I wasn't expecting to have to change up my nutrition at all going into this race. My nutrition at Lake Placid 2015 and at Kona was pretty much spot on. I had no issues with it at all. But, you know, your stomach changes. You can't always handle the same things. So it's different every day.
What's the biggest lesson that this incident has taught you?
I think the golden rule of don't try anything new on race day. Once I bonked on the run, I decided to try some Red Bull, thinking maybe, you know, the caffeine will help or whatever. It definitely did not help. It definitely hurt. So I've kind of learned to just stick to my plan and only deviate when absolutely necessary.
As far as your plan goes, let's talk about your approach to nutrition. Let's talk not race nutrition first, but just general. Are you a stickler for really ensuring that you eat well during training, or do you let things slide and just sort of wing it during the times in the banks where you're training?
Yeah. So when I'm training, I definitely try to eat, you know, a well-balanced, healthy diet. I don't subscribe to any one specific diet. And I also make sure that I get, you know, a dessert every other day or whatever. Otherwise, I get kind of cranky. But yeah, just kind of generally trying to eat healthy.
I guess balance, it's interesting you say that balance is pretty important. It's easy to become really one-eyed and focused and almost just really get totally out of kilter with your training and everything. But you need to have some balance in your life, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I eat healthy all the time and then have a dessert. So that's kind of my approach to nutrition.
Race day, talk to me about sort of the day before, morning of, and during the race. What's your sort of strategy from a nutrition point of view?
Yeah, so night before and race morning, I don't eat a whole lot. I usually carb load a couple days before the race. So right before the race, I usually have a banana and a little bit of Gatorade, maybe like an English muffin. And then during the race, I usually rely on Gatorade, bananas, and goo. And recently I've actually been using, shot blocks, like little gummy chomps, which has been working pretty well.
Have you, I mean, has it always been that case? Have you tried various things, or is that what you sort of started with and it's worked, so you've just stuck with it?
Yeah, so my first Ironman, I actually relied a lot on bars. And then I realized that those feel a little bit heavy in my stomach. And I also refused to eat bananas because I just didn't like the way they tasted. And I've kind of forced myself to like bananas now, which has definitely helped me. I can digest them pretty quickly. Yeah, other than that, I've just really tried to dial in how much Gatorade, how much water I need.
How scientific do you get? I mean, have you sort of delved into sweat rates and that sort of thing, or is that just way out there and not really in your sort of scope of things that you're looking at right now?
Yeah, I haven't gotten super scientific with it. I usually just, you know, try slightly different things during training, see how they work. And if I like it, I just keep it the way it is. If I have a training day where my nutrition's a little off, I'll think about why and I'll approach it differently for my next workout.
As far as recovery, I always say I'm built for tapering and I'm built for recovery. So for you, what do you look at from a recovery point of view? Is there anything specific you do from a nutrition perspective?
Yeah, so after any hard workout, I usually have a glass of chocolate milk just to get some protein, get some sugar in. And then I make sure that I have something to eat within an hour of finishing my workout. I usually go with like an egg sandwich because it's got a lot of protein. Cheese has some fat in it, and then an English muffin for some carbs.
Love it. Chocolate milk for the win. It's my favorite as well. So, Julia, thank you so much for joining us here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. Best of luck for your upcoming race. We look forward to seeing how you go there, and let's hope you smashed it and get your Kona 2017 qualifier in the bag. We'll be keeping fingers crossed and sending positive vibes. Good luck.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutrition seminar.
Don't forget, you can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free audible trial at theKonaEdge.com/free trial. One of the 180,000 titles available, and you can download it for free right now, is Matt Fitzgerald's Iron War, Dave Scott, Mark Allen, and The Greatest Race Ever Run.
Each man holds a 1,000-yard stare behind sports sunglasses, but their slack cheeks betray a deathly wariness. They are not alone. A caravan of mopeds, bicycles, cars, jeeps, and trucks has formed behind the athletes. The spectators aboard these conveyances, having been drawn into the convoy by the spreading news of the spectacle they now behold. A few of the motorized vehicles and most of the bikes should not be where they are, as the highway is closed to normal transit. But the race marshals have lost control and no longer care. Caught up in the same hypnosis as everyone else, they simply follow and watch. It is a strange apparition, this silent caravan, a sort of motley roving amphitheater made stranger still by its silence. Those watching dare not speak a word, for fear of breaking the spell in which all are complicit. Aside from the occasional shout of encouragement from a volunteer at a roadside drink station, the only sound to be heard is the rhythmic huffing of the athletes' exhalations and the soft slapping of their feet against the pavement.
To download that book, head over to theKonaEdge.com/free trial. If you'd like to access the commercial free feed of the Kona Edge, go to theKonaEdge.com/support.